Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Wednesday, 10th of April, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to trade higher today as trends in the GIFT Nifty hints towards a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 55 points. In the previous session, Indian benchmark indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, scaled fresh lifetime highs but failed to hold on to the gains as profit booking ahead of the release of key inflation figures for India and the US played spoil sport. At close, the Sensex settled 0.1% lower at 74,683, falling from its record high of 75,124, touched earlier in the day. The Nifty also paired gains to slip from its new peak of 22,768 to close 0.1% lower at 22,641. On the hourly chart, the RSI indicates a bearish divergence for the Nifty, signaling a potential shift in price momentum towards the downside. Immediate support is observed at 22,600. A decisive drop below this level could drive the Nifty 50 towards levels around 22,400. Conversely, resistance is evident at 22,770 on the higher end. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Protean eGov Technologies will be in focus as the company plans to raise Rs. 245 crores through QIP. Shivalik Rasayan will also be in the radar as the company received 7 observations from the US FDA for its Dahej-based API facility. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. The three US benchmark indices ended the previous session near the flat line as investors chose to remain cautious ahead of the release of March inflation figures on April 10th. Markets in Asia-Pacific showcased a mixed trend in morning trade. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 recorded a third straight day of gains as it rose 0.4%. However, Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.2%, while the broad-based COPEX was also down 0.2%. Futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index indicated towards a higher open for the index. Markets in South Korea remained closed on account of presidential elections. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Khushi Mistry of Bigul, who will share her thoughts on the bull run seen in gold and silver prices and how should investors sail through it. Let's tune in.
The surge in gold and silver prices have been quite remarkable in recent times, reaching new highs and setting record levels. However, investors should approach this market with a degree of caution and prudence. One of the key factors that is needed to consider is the potential impact of changes in monetary policy. Central banks around the world have played a significant role in changing the precious metal market, with their actions often directly influencing the prices of gold and silver. As central banks adjust their monetary policies, such as interest rate hikes or changes in asset purchase programs, these decisions can have a substantial effect on program of gold and silver. Moreover, the broader economic landscape is another crucial factor to monitor. The pace of economic growth, both globally and regionally, can have a substantial impact on demand for precious metal. Periods of strong economic expansion may lead to reduced safe haven demand for gold and silver, while economic slowdown or recessions could drive investors towards these assets as a hedge against uncertainty. Geopolitical developments are also a significant consideration. Tensions and conflicts around the world can create an environment of uncertainty like volatility in job markets of US, leading investors to seek perceived safety of gold and silver. However, a resolution of these geopolitical issues could also result in shift in investor sentiments, potentially impacting the prices of these commodities. Given the multitude of factors that can influence the performance of gold and silver, prudent investors should carefully weigh the risk and diversify their portfolios accordingly. This can help mitigate the potential volatility and uncertainty that may arise in precious metal market. It is also important to note the volatility in silver market expected to be higher compared to gold. Silver, being more sensitive to changes in the broader economic environment, tends to exhibit greater price swings. This volatility should be factored into investment strategies and risk management considerations. In summary, the surge in gold and silver prices is undoubtedly noteworthy, but investors should approach this market with caution and keen eye on evolving economic, monetary, and geopolitical landscape. Diversification and a thorough understanding of unique characteristics of these precious metals can be crucial in navigating the complex and potentially volatile precious metal market.
That's all from our side today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Friday at the same time.